More rain in Pakistan today. That's creating even more logistical challenges for aid workers and the government as they try to get aid to tens of millions of people that are affected by the flooding. And we have a new report from the UN saying that many of them are only reachable by air at this point. Joining us live from Ghazi Air Base in Pakistan is U.S. Army Brigadier General Michael Nagata. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you explain why the U.S. military is the one leading relief efforts for the country there?
Well, the approach by the United States government here is being done by many different agencies of the United States government, but we were able to get helicopters into northern Pakistan to help with the relief effort here very quickly because we diverted assets from Afghanistan for a couple of weeks before we could move our current fleet of helicopters that are here at Ghazi with me now.
What do you say to people who say that the United States is bumping up its relief efforts in Pakistan mainly in order to try and win hearts and minds over to the Americans and to protect its supply routes to the war in Afghanistan?
Well, our mission here is to help the Pakistani people by partnering with Pakistani military aviation elements here in northern Pakistan. That is our only focus. That is our exclusive focus, to help people in need at the request and in coordination with the military and government of this country.
Would you say that the situation is deteriorating, or is relief efforts kind of keeping up with the urgency there?
Well, I can only speak to what we see with our aviation operations here in the north, specifically in an area known as Swat Valley, where we've been focused for several weeks. The devastation is very large. The damage is significant. There are a great number of people who are in need, but we are clearly making some progress here. We have recovered, just with our U.S. military assets, over 6,000 people from the affected area we're operating in, and we've delivered over 1 million pounds of relief supplies just with these helicopters alone. The Pakistanis are doing as much or more with their own assets, and, of course, the rest of the international community is providing support here as well. So we're making progress, but there's still a great deal yet to be done.
General Nagata, the Swat Valley is also the home base of insurgent groups as well. And I'm curious, are there rules of engagement? What happens if some of these soldiers who are trying to provide relief and supplies are fired upon?
Well, first of all, the Pakistani military is doing a tremendous job in providing security for our service members and helicopters, both here at Ghazi Air Base, as well as in the landing zones and air corridors that we're operating in the Swat Valley and some of the surrounding areas. We simply have seen no sign of a threat so far. Of course, U.S. military service members, as well as our Pakistani counterparts, have the ability and right to defend themselves if there were to be a security threat, but we simply have seen none at this time.
And more rain is expected. What's the number one need among the Pakistanis right now?
We are expecting some more rain, but hopefully as this flood continues to subside and we continue to get increasing good weather, things will get better.
Okay, that is U.S. Army Brigadier General Michael Nagata. He's the Deputy Chief of the Office of the Defense Representative to Pakistan. As you heard, he is helping to lead the relief efforts in the Swat Valley in the northern end of Pakistan. And thundershowers, heavy rain is forecast in Pakistan through Friday.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.